Among the many teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ that we can find most difficult is the invitation in discipleship that Jesus makes to us today. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake in the gospel will find it. Now, I suspect that each of us has an inkling, has a knowledge of what this means, and that it's going to cost us. But I'm not sure that we fully understand what it is that Jesus is asking of us. What does Jesus mean concretely by this? And to answer that, I'm going to lean on some insights that I got from a book that I first read when I was preparing for my first time to go to the Holy Land. The book is called Jesus, a Pilgrimage. Now, I don't agree with all the books that this author does, but I think he has some good insights for us today. And I think that in his suggestions about us taking up our cross every single day and giving up our lives, he says it requires six things of us if we want to really understand it and to be able to do it. And it all leads up to one very important point, which is this, that we can surely take up our crosses, even heavy ones, if we have belief in the resurrection. So let's take a look at those six things. First of all, it means accepting that suffering is a regular part, a real part of our lives. Accepting our crosses, giving up our lives, means that at some point we have to make peace with the fact, it's an unchanging fact, that disappointments and pain, misfortune, illness, unfairness, suffering, and yes, death, are a regular part of our lives. And ultimately, they must be accepted, and accepted without bitterness. As long as we think that pain is something that we're just going to be able to avoid and we need not accept, I think that we might find ourselves being bitter. Bitter because we can't find acceptance for the crosses that we must bear. Secondly, taking up our cross means that we should not, in our own suffering, pass on any bitterness to the people around us. I think we have a strong inclination, almost a natural instinct in ourselves, sometimes to make others suffer when we ourselves are suffering ourselves. How many times have you heard this? Well, if I'm suffering, no one else can be happy around me, or something like that. Well, this doesn't mean that we cannot share our pain with other people, but I think there's a healthy way of doing this. You know, where our sharing of our pain still leaves them free, and an unhealthy kind of sharing, sometimes subtle, maybe sometimes not so subtle, that makes others unhappy because we ourselves are suffering. I think there's a difference between an honest assessment of our pain versus us wallowing in self-pity or bitterness. I think the cross gives us permission to do the first thing, but not the second thing. Think of this. Jesus surely groaned under the weight of his cross, but there was no self-pitying, there was no whining, and we didn't hear any bitterness coming from his lips. Thirdly, walking in the footsteps of Jesus and his cross means that in our lives, we must accept smaller deaths. That will happen, sometimes even on a regular basis, before we have to accept our eventual physical death. We always need to have some parts of our lives that we need to be able to let ourselves die. Do you know what I'm saying? When Jesus invites us to die, he's not just talking about the death that we'll have with our physical bodies and then the resurrection afterwards. I think there are plenty of deaths that we must undergo before we die physically. For example, the church will say that when we are baptized, we die to our old self, and then we rise in Jesus Christ. And then Christian discipleship calls us to constant conversion. We need to be able to mourn our losses and then let go of that which has died. I think it's part of the Paschal mystery, regularly experiencing suffering, death, and resurrection. So there are many daily deaths that oftentimes we have to experience. Fourthly, it means that oftentimes we have to wait for the resurrection, that our work in this life oftentimes will remain unfinished, that perfection in this life is not possible. Now, that doesn't mean, well, if I can't be perfect, I'm just going to give up. No. St. James in our second reading says, faith without works is thoroughly lifeless. We need to put our faith into action. So it means that we have to try and try again, fully realizing that perfection will not be achieved until we arrive in heaven. Fifth, carrying our cross means accepting what God gives us and calls us to do is oftentimes not what we expected. Oftentimes, God gives us what we need, not necessarily what we want or think that we need. The resurrection doesn't come when we decide it's going to come. It rarely fits into our notion, our ideas of how things are supposed to happen. To carry one's cross is to be open to unthought possibilities. Pope Francis surely is fond of saying that our God is a God of surprises. And so we have to be open to what it is that God asks of us in our lives. And then finally, taking up our cross, being willing to give up our lives, means believing that absolutely nothing is impossible for God. It means accepting the truth that God is greater than our human minds can comprehend. Certainly, whenever we give in to the notion that God cannot offer us a way out of our pain, I think it's because we have reduced God to the size of our own limited capabilities. I think it's only possible to be able to accept our crosses, to live in complete trust and not grow bitter if we can believe, if we do believe, that God can do much more than anything that we can imagine. In other words, it means believing that the cross was not going to be the end for Jesus Christ. Instead, Jesus' death was going to end death forever. Jesus did accept suffering and death because he had trust in his Father, and he had trust and confidence that his life was not going to end in the cross, but in the resurrection. My dear friends, it is possible for us to take up our crosses and carry them, even heavy ones, if and when we put our faith in trust in Jesus Christ. If we can believe in the promise of the resurrection, then we can take up any cross that we are given.